Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Polokwane up to 30 degrees. Pretoria, a high of 33 today.
Traffic moving slowly in Selling Hill on the N1 northbound towards Rivonia Road.
In your sport headlines, Dejan Halim and Heinrich Klaassen lead the Titans to a big win over Boerland, and Thapelo Morena calls for a strong defensive performance against the Congo.
We start in Limpopo, where 35 primary school children were rushed for medical care with suspected food poisoning.
MEC Mabungulirule Ramakhanya calls on all parents and education community not to panic as the situation is under control.
The Limpopo Education Department is investigating yesterday's incident at the Makaklule Primary School in Malamulele. Acting spokesperson Musipiani Khafe says the children started complaining yesterday afternoon of, amongst others, headaches and stomach cramps. They have all been released from a hospital and a clinic. While food from the school nutrition program will be tested, snacks sold outside the school gate by street vendors will also be inspected. In Gauteng, the MEC for Finance and Economic Development, Lebogang Mahile, is urging communities in Soweto to remain calm and not take the law into their own hands. This comes after threats against spaza shop owners after five young children died of suspected food poisoning in Naledi and Tladi. To the capital, where the Tshwane bus service is bracing for partial disruptions on some routes from this morning.
31 bus drivers who are affiliated to the South African Municipal Workers Union, SAMU, will be appearing before the city's disciplinary committee after they were served with charges for participating in an unprotected strike in May this year.
For today and tomorrow, that will have an impact on about 160 bus routes, where there will be 15 fewer buses. Tshwane spokesperson Sabi Bukaba says routes affected will be in areas like Wolgers in the east, Centurion in the south, and Danville in the west. In the US, Hurricane Milton crashed into the Florida coast through the night, packing furious winds and triggering life-threatening storm surges across a region still reeling from another massive storm 2 weeks before. The weather front made landfall as a Category 3 storm near Siesta Key, a densely populated area. Milton triggered tornadoes before the arrival, with unconfirmed reports of multiple fatalities after one twister struck a senior living community on Florida's east coast. Meanwhile, a man called Lieutenant Dan has the whole of America focused on his boat. He lives in the Tampa area that was one of the first places to be hit by the hurricane. But instead of heeding the call to evacuate, Dan has decided to ride out the storm on his boat that he anchored in the Tampa Bay Harbor. Various news stations and officials visited him yesterday to try and get him to change his mind and evacuate, but Dan was adamant.
The safest place to be is on a boat. Okay, we learned that with Noah. Everybody that stayed on land drowned. Noah and the animals lived. So I'm fine. I'm just doing what my father told me to do, and I'm doing it, and I'm being me. I don't go with the grain. I'm against the grain. You're all robots. You're all sheep following the masses.
More about the hurricane on our news blog.
That's right there, my man Dan. My man Dan. So, I can actually picture that actor. What is his name?
Yes.
Who am I thinking of?
Yeah, he's got a bit of a Billy Bob Thornton in him, if you see
Woody
him.
Not Harrelson.
No, it's got, you know, you can picture him, what he looks like. can't you? I can
almost
also tell.
Like the lips over the gums kind of talk.
That's right there, boy. You know, and I can also tell you who's going to vote for.
Yeah.
We're not going to go there. Was there anything else from you, Khada? Your news is very late. We've got a show to do from Cape Town.
You know, I am so glad that you Cape Town people actually come to a standstill to listen to some news and be informed for the rest of the day. Not to speak to us about how beautiful the Berg is and how fully booked the restaurants are and how lovely the people are and the houses are so expensive. Get some news and talk about that today.
They don't call it a burg, for goodness sake.
What do they call it?
TM.
Yeah. No. I'm out.